Justin Wayne.
Is one of my favorite bands in London. Bands. They're a duo. Does that count as a band? I think it does these days. They're called Yespa with a J. That's yespa.co.uk. Go find them on the web. And that wrote another brand new song to the show. Never been played. We played a song called Minnesota Sun last week. That's where I'm from. I was sort of jokingly saying that they wrote it about me. I don't think they did. But that tune is fantastic. It's called Southold Harbor 96, or if you're American, you might say it's Southwold, because we don't know how to pronounce your crazy British words that have letters in them that you don't pronounce. It's very hard to figure that out. Right, the French do that as well, by the way. Just wanted to say. Anyway, we have... I made a mistake the other day. I said that Bronny... was from the United States. He is not. He is from Australia. And so apologies to Bronny for messing that up. He called me out on Twitter, and I apologized, and he said something like, no, it's cool, man. That would totally, you know, Australian of him to be like, yeah, it's all right. I don't care where you say I'm from. I think Dave Lee of the Bugcast said, well, at least you didn't say you're from New Zealand, which, I don't know, maybe that's a bit harsh for those New Zealanders. Nothing wrong with being from New Zealand, is there? Anyway, right. So what I do is when I make a mistake like that on air, and they very nicely call me on it, which Bronny did, I play them again as a sort of consolation. So once again, this is Bronny. This is the single off of, and actually the album a couple of weeks ago was a free music feature. It is To Get Her Together. This is the single from that. This is Made Up My Mind. Once again, this is the Justin Rain Show. Welcome to the second hour. It's Recharge Radio.
trailed the streets for hours just looking up. Everything around us seems to pulse and breathe. Everywhere you can't escape this energy. Listening to Recharged Radio.
Sometimes you find yourself.
Great stuff from a band called The Elements out of Edinburgh. They it looks like their PR company Whoosh Events is has sent us a new band as well. So listen for that next week of the week after. But The Elements are fantastic. Really like that song New York City, and that was it. That song you just heard was Early Bird, a live album track. From The Elements. And also as well, one more big apology to Bronny for saying that he was from the United States when he was assuredly from Australia. Sydney, I believe, it was what he said he was from. So, my bad. That happens. The wonderful Anthony Shepherd of Yes Buzz in the chat room under the call sign Shepperoo. So if you're in the chat room, you want to say hello to one of the boys from Yespa and speak to them about their new stuff, because it's fantastic, wasn't it? That Southold Arbor song was fantastic. He is in there now, so head on over to the chat room and say hello to him. Right, someone who is almost always in the chat room and manages a band that I have been playing none of recently. I'm not exactly sure how he's let me do it, because he's always in there. He never says anything about... Well, not never. He does say things about Titty Bingo, but bless him. He doesn't badger me like Nick Tan does when he's in the chat room about his music. Bless him as well. We're getting a little abusive, aren't we? Right. Anyway, we're going to talk about Nick Tan's upcoming gigs and in a little bit, because we have to do a gig guide. But right now, let's rectify the situation by playing some Titty Bingo. They are at tittybingo.com or titty-bingo.com, depending on if you want to check out their cool flash site or the blog. This tune hopefully goes along with the last one, at least a little bit. It's called Little Angel. I'll play this one for Jamie, even though she's not listening. She's watching something on Channel 4 OD, which makes me kind of sad. Maybe she'll listen later in the week. Right. Once again, Titty Bingo, Little Angel, on The Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio. Once again, that is Titty Bingo, and I've upset Mr. Nick Tan. I'm sorry. I was just kidding. I was just kidding. You have fantastic music. There's no reason you shouldn't be. I think musicians tend to not flog themselves, and they should. So bless you for doing so. I think that's. I think you have to. I think you have to be your first evangelist, don't you? Just like Jesus. Anyway, I did say that. Right. One man who has been, he hasn't been doing work for me, but when I send him reviews, he does reviews on his site. If you've never been to rumblesandgrumbles.com, you should, because Spurs Simon is a fantastic, he's just a good, cool guy, and is a big supporter of Recharge Radio, so hats off to him. Hats off. Let's do the hats off thing, because that seems like it gives more respect. Has just reviewed this album, El Mundo Latino, and this tune is called Get Set Free. Fantastic tune. We're kicking it up a notch. Even, well, I suppose Tootie Bingo did that, but keeping it up there on the Justin Wayne Show here at Recharge Radio.
Disgrace. Think you're supporting live music sitting at home alone? The Recharge Radio Gig Guide.
Provided by tourdates.co.uk.
It is that time of the evening. I hope you're doing well. That, of course, just there was the fantastic St. Louis band. Sorry. The fantastic St. Louis band Via Dove off their brand new album, El Mundo Latino. That was Get Set Free. You can find them at viadove.com. And actually, I think it was Reed of Via Dove that was one of the first ones that said, why don't you have your own .com? And I said, I don't know, because I used to, back in the day, we were on the Justin Wayne Show.blogspot.com, and I have since obviously upgraded. So, brilliant stuff. I don't know if you've, have you seen the new website yet? Have you been to the JustinWayneShow.com recently? It's, I don't know, I think we're finally filling it out with stuff. And I was just, someone pointed out the other day that it didn't look quite right in Chrome. So I've downloaded Chrome, and I'm going to sort that out. So, yeah, just so you know, I'm aware of that particular situation. Right. Gigs that are happening. Nick Tan, the man, Nick Tan, who I've just tongue-lashed, but in a very humorous way, hopefully, is playing on Sunday at the Power Bar in Kilburn. On 3rd, and then on Wednesday at the Cuban Bar in Camden on the 6th of April on Wednesday. So during the show, he'll be playing, and so we'll be make sure we let you know of it so that you can go. If you're listening to the show, you can just go down there and download the podcast later, because you don't really get to podcast live gigs. It doesn't really work that way, but you certainly can podcast the Justin Range. I don't mind if you listen to it that particular way. And other things are happening this weekend. On Saturday, up at the Old Bell, is our good friend Keith's band Emerald is doing a big live recording. So if you are up in the Enfield area, or up in the North London area, or you want to just come and hang out for the evening, let us know. JustinRechargeRadio.com. We'll make sure you're welcomed with open arms. But the Old Bell in Enfield, that is where Emerald will be playing. It's going to be a packed pub and a really loud rock and roll band. It's going to be awesome. So do come along to that if you're up this way on Saturday. Also on Saturday, let's off of the tourdates.co.uk website, Tiger Lily are playing at the Rose and Crown in Blackpool. Do the Sign of Four at Champions in Bournemouth. Degenerator are at the Church of Noise in Cambridge. That sounds like a cool venue. I think I would like to go there. Sometime, the Church of Noise. Sunday. Camden Calling is at the Enterprise. The Enterprise is in Camden. I'm stuck in my throat. The next week, Wednesday as well, Project are praying and playing at Proud in Camden. And next Thursday, friends of ours, Bo and the Arrows, are playing at the Alley Cats in London as well. So yeah, that's your Tour Dates gig guide for the next couple of weeks. And I should also say to you that an association has been made. We are going to be one of the media partners for the Go-Go Festival. And the reason I found out about the Go-Go Festival was this band from Chicago. They're called The Locals. And they turned me onto it and said, you guys should check it out and speak to Becky. And Becky has been super nice to us, has sent us over a huge list of bands. So in the next few weeks, we're going to be hearing from some of these bands. And I'm going to be at the Go-Go Festival it's the 17th through the 20th of June, the weekend. And certainly encourage you to head over to gogofestival.com if you're in and around the UK. It is in Kent at some sort of aerodrome place where they also have, you can like do skydiving. And one of the things, I'm really upset because they have, you could do wing riding is one of their like cool extra activities. I'm too tall to do the wing riding and a little upset about that. So I won't be doing wing riding. There's also like skydiving and stuff. And yes, my voice is very deep today because of this horrible virus. I don't know what the heck it is. It took me down for the count today. And one other thing, those of you in the chat room, before I play this Locals track, because they're fantastic, they're coming from Chicago to to Kent to play that festival in June, so that's going to be awesome. One thing, as I was sat home today, homesick from work, I was watching BBC iPlayer and realized that, because BBC is supposed to be politically neutral, right? What's the deal with Have I Got News For You? I mean, they're not neutral at all politically in that show, but it's on the BBC. I'm very confused. Can someone explain that to me, please? Or just say that you cannot be explained? I don't know. Right, let's hear from the Locals now. This is from their album Salt. You can find them at The Locals. I think so. No, I need to figure out that. I'll let you know where you can find them. I believe it's thelocals.com, but I'll figure that out. Sorry. This is called Sound It Out from their album Salt, right here on the Justin Wayne Show. GoGoFestival.com.
Thank you. best you'll ever get. Crazy, am I? Crazy, am I? Tell me what you're gonna do. I'm crazy, would I? Be crazy, would I? Baby, if you were crazy too. Oh, shame of him to be in love too. I am embarrassing. Oh, shame of him to be in love too. I am embarrassing. Thank God, love blinds our eyes. Thank God, I couldn't see your nature true. Let's rip beneath your boots.
That is another band that's going to be playing the Go-Go Festival. They are called Neon Choir. And I found where you can find the locals. It is thelocalsrock.com. And let's see how fast I am on Neon Choirs. I'll just find it for you right now. Instead of saying, I'll find it some other time. Looks like myspace.com/Neon Choir. Now, I think there's something interesting going on here. Because... if you didn't know, I've been doing a bunch of work, lately I've been doing a bunch of search engine optimization work, for a couple of my clients and the other things that I do. And it's funny that, even though MySpace is, you know, everyone says MySpace is dead, it's still one of the things for bands that comes to the very top, of the search, like when you type in a band name. I would say, at least the bands that I search for, about 5 or 6 or 7 out of 10 of them, MySpace comes up as the top. So that's something you need to sort out, bands. Sort out your search engine optimization. Make sure do that now. Well, because they've got, when I typed in Neon Choir, it's MySpace. And I wouldn't know if they had their own website, because it's not coming up on the top. But anyway, but a fantastic band. They're going to be at the Go-Go Festival. You can find them at myspace.com/neonchoir, among other places. Also on tourdates.co.uk/neonchoir. So there you go. Much better place to find them, if I may. Apologies for my throat going. Hopefully it'll be better next week. And one thing I should tell you as well, those of you who are listening still, the week after that, we have a very special treat. One of our super fans has started curating a show for us. It's at least going to be an hour. It might be more than an hour. He sent me a pretty long list of tunes that he's heard over the last couple of years on the show. He just sent an email in. This is our friend Billy that sent an email in about a month ago saying how much he enjoyed the show, and I've been speaking with him, and he's going to curate a show for us. The songs that he's picked are fantastic. So better than any show I could have done. There you go. So Billy's going to be curating a show. I think it's going to be that week, the 13th of April, that particular Wednesday. So there you go. And for those of you that are in Minneapolis, I'm going to be heading back to Minneapolis on the 7th of April for in and around the Easter holidays. So that'll be cool. Definitely up for seeing a couple of shows. So if you are a Minneapolis band or playing in the Minneapolis area, like I've seen that Willie Nelson is playing in the Minneapolis area. I've always wanted to see Willie Nelson. He's playing in Rochester, actually, on like I think it's the 14th. But anyway, if you're one of those bands and wants to, I would love to come see you. It'd be fun. So it is about time for the wondrous Rodrigo de Sá of the Ireland and the Ireland Music Show, which is always at 10 o'clock p.m. right here on Recharge Radio on a Wednesday night, and you are just in time. We are going to hear from a group who is part of the Recharge Radio family as well, also has a band. They are called The Dash. And if you listen on Mondays, you've heard them before. I can't play that track because it's only 2 minutes long. I'll play the other one. We're going to play a song called Broomhouse from these guys. They're fantastic. And they definitely dress the part, if you will. They turn up and they look like punk rockers. So they're super nice guys, which never hurts anything. Thank you to Mr. Randy Combs for hanging out in the chat room. Glad we got to play a Titty Bingo song this week. Also, thank you to Nick Tan for hanging out as well, who is probably gone now to pick up his lovely wife at the train station. Thank you to Becky of the Go-Go Festival for hooking us up with all that music. We're going to be hearing much more about the Go-Go Festival and from bands that are in the Go-Go Festival in the next few weeks and months. It's coming up in June, which is frighteningly coming up very, very quickly. So there you go. And hopefully next week you'll hear less of this throat virus that I have. Let's do it right now. I'm sure that some of your speakers probably can't even handle my voice right now because it's too low. It happens. My choir director always used to say, "Justin, we want you to get sick more often." Is what she said. Is that what she said? Yeah, she said, "Want you to get sick more often because you sing so low." Because there wasn't many kids in high school that could sing that low, especially when I got ill. So there you are. There it is. Once again, this is The Dash, and then the Island Music Show with Rodrigo de Sá, and Puck says hello, and claws me. It's the Justin Wayne Show on Recharge Radio. See you next week.
wanted to compare, cause now it's all out of my hands. It was all out of my hands. Take me down to the overgrown grass. Take some memories of me to the boy on the wall, scuffed shoes, kicking broken glass. With a brace on his knee, tearing stouches of love and hate, gossip and a pair of black eyes. And we all go back to the Bruno Mars Road.
Independent radio for independent music. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. Studio at rechargedradio.com. The best new independent music.